So we have about 32 around the country at the moment, Connor, just from every province in Ireland, really, north, south, east or west, and about maybe 12 to 15 weekend retreats around Ireland too.
And how many of those would be embedded in parishes, and how many would be embedded with perhaps with schools, second-level schools or third-level colleges?
Well, I suppose there's a good split. I'd say about three-quarters of our prayer groups are in parishes. Then we have pretty much a prayer group in every major college in the country as well. And, we have a real mix, I suppose, you know.
And out of those, you just had a national Christmas retreat in Newbridge. How many people did you have, young people, at that?
So we had up to about 600 young people at that retreat, and it's our second biggest retreat of the year. Essentially, it's unbelievable how young people just come from every corner of Ireland. We do put on free buses. Well, they're not free for us, obviously, but just to make it as easy as possible for young people to come along from every province in Ireland. And what we find is that young people are really good evangelists at bringing their peers to faith-based events. They don't have any inhibitions. And young people naturally bring young people when they have kind of met Christ and come electrified in their faith. They're fearless in relation to bringing other young people. And that's the success of it, really. Young people bringing young people, bringing their peers.
That's funny you should say that. I was looking at Facebook, at the Youth 2000 Facebook page, and I was noticing a number of people who were saying they'd never been along to retreat before, not since their school days that they'd done a retreat, and I think they were young working professionals or whatever, or in college, and they just were really blown away by how much fun it was, how lively it was. I mean, that must be really heartening for you as the national leader.
It is, and look, apart from the program, I think for young people to interact with other young people, that makes the faith normal, you know. Because sometimes people can have put up walls in relation to the faith, but when they meet other young people who maybe are living, you know, full, fulfilled lives, that's a real witness of the faith. And, you know, there's a myth out there, if you make time for God, that he'll want to steal the so-called joy out of your life. But as young people, we realized that, look, we found God, and actually we really began to live life, you know, when we start really engaging with our Catholic faith. And that's what the young people discover there. It's young people ministering to young people over cups of tea, you know, chats, you know, they make the faith normal. That's even separate from the program, which is obviously very good too.
What would a young person expect to experience when they come out would the Christmas retreat be any different to, say, the summer festival?
Well, I suppose it's a similar kind of format as such, but it's the time of year as well, Connor. You know, Christmas is obviously such an important time for us as Catholics, as Catholic Christians. And it's a means for people to kind of take stock of what Christmas is all about. And we find that people can sometimes nearly be a bit more open because they know it's Christmas. They know there's more to the season than the festivities, than the, you know, the consumer reality. And in some ways, they are kind of open to kind of find out what it's all about. And in some ways, they're a bit more open to the faith as a result.
And the effect of, we've spoken before about the effects of, James, but the effects of emigration, they've been quite significant as well, haven't they?
Well, yeah, like I would have noticed that particularly for the mid-20s age group, that emigration is a factor around the country, particularly in the country towns. You know, our age group, like the majority of our age group would be kind of from 16 to 24, but we would kind of notice that the mid-20s, there's not as many of them around, basically because I think there's not as many of them in the country at the moment. And it's something that people really aren't saying, but if you're in your 20s and you're qualified and there's no opportunities, I think it's only natural that you're going to go elsewhere, but we have kind of seen that whilst that age group is still represented, there wouldn't be half as many as maybe there used to be, you know, from the 25 to 30. But it's still represented, but just you can notice it, there's no doubt about that.
And do you feel, James, that the green shoots that we've heard so much about are actually taking hold and that people might be staying because jobs might be appearing?
Well, to an extent, you know, to an extent, Connor, I suppose, you know, the green shoots, you know, our young people are our best commodity in relation to the church, in relation to everything. I suppose there are, like, more people are getting jobs now, but at the same time, maybe the fact that, you know, a lot of people are going, it's keeping the percentage of unemployment down as well, you know, from a wider context. But definitely things have improved a bit, all right, it has to be said.
One of the things coming back to U2000 is that it's very much about getting people to reintegrate or rediscover their faith in the church. Would that be fair?
Yeah, U2000 is really a kind of a vehicle which kind of tries to bring young people into the heart of the church. It's not an end in itself. It's really, it's a movement of the Holy Spirit in this time, because obviously it's needed to help bring young people back into the middle of the church. So really what we're trying to do, we're trying to show young people what the faith is all about as young people, and trying to get young people to re-engage with their faith, you know, at parish level, at diocesan level, try and get them to go back to Mass, to try and embrace their faith, show them what it's all about. So I suppose it's the Holy Spirit has brought about U2000 and other such initiatives, because obviously there is a need in this age that we live in.
Well, one of the things, while U2000 does such a fantastic job at reintroducing, if you like, people back to their own faith, or creating reverts, to coin an American phrase, but what about when they've sort of outgrown U2000? There doesn't seem to be, to catch people, as it were, there doesn't seem to be anything for people to go to. How do you feel about that yourself, James?
Yeah, I suppose we're conscious of that, in that, you know, our charism and our mission is really with the newcomer. And as much as we do try, you know, when young people come along, to try and catch them in the net and give them a bit more formation, that's a challenge we have, and it's an ongoing challenge we have to do more and more of. I suppose as a pretty much a 99% volunteer organization, you know, we realize that there's only so much we can do, and what we are doing is excellent, but we would always like to do more. We would like to try and build up our structures, get more investment, and try and, you know, employ more young people full time to just try and meet that need. But I suppose what we're trying to do, we are trying to do more ongoing formation and catechesis and training to kind of meet that need. But also we're trying to collaborate with other groups who can offer that too. So there's a natural kind of linkage with some other groups in the new evangelization who offer that.
And for people who are looking to get involved or find out more about U2000, maybe go to the next Easter retreat, I'd imagine. Where do they find out more?
Okay, so our website, u2000.ie, if you Google U2000 Ireland, you'll get all the information. But we do have retreats coming up in the spring all around the country. We have a retreat in March in Galway. We have a retreat in Mullingar, which just is after been finalised, in April. And we have other regional retreats coming up. We also have our big social of the year, our Valentine's Ball, which is on the 7th of February in Limerick in the Clarion Hotel. So just check out our website, u2000.ie. And you'll also see links to the prayer groups as well. And plus, if any of your listeners would like U2000 to help or collaborate in anything with young people around the country, we would be more than willing to help out in any way we can. Just try and contact myself, James, in the office. Just Google U2000 and you'll get my information. And dublin@u2000.ie is my email address. And we'd be delighted to collaborate and help out in any way we can.
James, that's not the only special event that's coming up soon, and I'm conscious that you've just come over the organisation of a major national event for U2000, but you have your own major national event, if you like, coming up in a fortnight's time. Do you want to tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, I'm getting married, Connor, as you know, on the 3rd of January down in Kilchimock, where my fiancé is from. So I'm looking forward to that, and now I can focus completely on that because my fiancé has been pretty much looking after the organisation on it. But I really need to start doing something. But look, we'll get there in the end, and a lot of it is done. So looking forward to that.